Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Mary, it looks like you're ready. Out of everybody, it looks like you're ready to go.
I do? Oh. Quick update on the Aaron Rodgers thing. Yeah. So, you know, Brittany, it's spelled, by the way, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-I, one I. So I guess he revealed his relationship in December of 2024 on the Pat McAfee show.
Wait, and would say that again?
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-I. Brittany with an A-N-I, one I.
Two I's.
One I.
Well,
anyway,
he's saying the first I counts. We're saying it ends
with
one.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's
I thought you meant ended with two I's.
No.
Brittany. Okay, no. Whatever. All he did was call her girlfriend Brittany, and she's not on social media, so that's all I got. But that's not my story.
Okay.
So, bad news for you, Lisa. A professional baby name consultant is begging parents to stop using two names. Colleen Slagan, have you heard of this woman? She calls herself Naming Bebe.
No.
AKA
Slaganator.
Naming Bebe. So she is a professional baby name consultant. She started doing this in 2023, so that really doesn't make her much of a consultant. She's only been at it a year and a half. Any name, those two names are, guess, Lisa.
Luna?
No, the boy's name.
Well, you know that one.
Come on, Lisa. Your favorite name.
Neeson.
Liam?
Yeah.
Don't name your child Liam?
Yes, she said avoid Olivia and Liam.
Oh, we almost had an Olivia.
Yeah, so did I. Well, I didn't, but one of my kids
Why?
Did.
Why with the Liam?
Overuse is basically her point. She wants parents to seek outside the box and alternate names that are similar sounding, like Violet, Sylvia, Ophelia, Lydia, Olive, or Vivian for girls. And for Liam, instead, use Leo, Levi, Luca, or Column.
Oh, please.
Yeah, no kidding.
Column?
I was ahead of the game. He's going to be 24 in a couple months.
Column.
Yeah. How do you spell Column?
C-O-L-L-U-M.
Okay,
Column.
Because we have a cousin, an Irish cousin, C-O-L-M, Column.
Oh, Column.
Just one L?
Column,
how many
yeah.
eyes?
No eyes.
Oh, you What's guys and eyes.
Steve?
What's that? My turn?
I wasn't done. But anyway,
wow. Yeah,
the only other thing.
Oh, you weren't done.
No,
oh,
she
okay.
just, she also says never support, she doesn't like the less common spelling when people change the common spelling and make it weird.
And what's her name again?
Her name is Colleen with two L's and two E's.
Well, that's the last time we'll hear from her.
Yeah.
The Oprah Winfrey Book Club is back.
Oh, wow.
Finally.
She announced it today. And this it's a really lame story for this episode, so I'm going to split it up. But, yeah, she announced it today, and her first book is called The River is Waiting by Wally Lam. So Wally Lam's a good guy. Wally was a frequent person on her Oprah Winfrey book club
This is
before.
A really good story. I don't know what you're talking about, Steve.
Okay, I'm just saying that. Okay, but the other thing that to be kicked around, Lisa, and I don't think you jumped on it when I did it earlier, ABC News today fired Terry Moran.
I saw that. And, you know, this all started, honestly, because he was interviewing President Trump and they got into an argument and it wasn't in regards to the question that Terry was asking. And Terry kept saying, please let it go. And he wouldn't. And then, you know, I think that kind of delved into him calling Stephen Miller a super hater.
Well, so are you talking about a recent interview?
Yeah.
And that was about the retrieving the American or the person wrongfully sent to El Salvador, I think, wasn't it?
Right. About the tattoos.
About the tattoos.
Right.
I don't recall that specifically.
Well, he said that Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the president kept saying he had the MS-13 gang tattoos on his fingers. But when he was photographed, once they shipped him out of the country, he clearly did not.
I just remember, Moran hitting the Trump, hitting Trump hard there. But then he tweeted out, he called Trump and Stephen Miller world-class haters. He wrote, hatred is, quote, only a means to an end, and that end is his own glorification. That's his spiritual punishment. For Miller, on the other hand, hatred are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. So that was posted. Moran was suspended on Sunday, and they announced today, Kevin's a little skeptical, but they said his contract ends on Friday. So they decided just not to renew it. But, you know, he's been a fixture at ABC News for a long, long time.
Right.
And I've never met him. I don't know him from Adam or Eve. But this tweet seems out of character, certainly for a longtime journalist. But a pretty big story there, I think, especially in the industry.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly is. It's of interest. And it's in, I think that, you know, he did it on X, which interesting is supposed to be the land of free speech, right? That was the whole point, that we should have a right to free speech. But
yeah, but you can't, I mean.
Your employer supersedes that.
Sure.
Represent them.
And he just did a high profile interview with the president. And then to say things like this is. It's damaging to ABC. It's just surprising to me that he did it and that it's ending this way.
the eating hate for breakfast or that kind of stuff, it did make me giggle. I will be sure to use that in the future against somebody that I don't like.
Well,
it's their spiritual animal.
I'm just going to sit over here.
Not publicly. I'm wiser than that. And even if you are a journalist or you do have a public profile job, when you put stuff on Twitter and it says, these are not the opinions of my employer, it doesn't make any difference. You know what is going to get you bounced from a job and what is not going to get you bounced from a job. And that tells me that Terry knew his contract was up. And look, in this business, if your contract isn't renewed 6 months in advance, they don't want you.
Interesting thought. You're always thinking so far ahead.
Well, that's so funny because, you know, when we're talking about you being, a realist and me being an optimist, somebody said, I think Lisa's just naive and giddy.
Naive and giddy.
Not always, folks. Not always.
No, Kevin? I think you're very cynical sometimes.
Oh, yes. It is brutal.
Robots are taking over the world. Okay, sorry.
Can you hang on to your story after 5, Kev?
I guess. I mean, Steve and Mary's stories were just so thrilling.
They did 9, wasn't that long?
They did 2 each. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can hang on.
I guess.
I'm sorry.